As the number of coronavirus infections reaches 100,000 and the U.S. death toll hit 12, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said test kits would be widely distributed next week.
By the end of next week, CDC's test supplier, a company known as IDT, will distribute kits across the country that will enable roughly 1.2 million Americans to be tested for the coronavirus. Those kits will be delivered in just a matter of a few days.
Other countries around the world continue to take increasingly stringent measures to combat the spread of the virus, which has spread to more than 75 countries. Palestinian authorities announced a 30-day state of emergency and closed the city of Bethlehem and the Church of the Nativity just weeks ahead of the busy holiday for Easter. Japan said visitors from China and South Korea face a two-week quarantine and would be barred from public transportation, a move which South Korea rejected. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries need to prepare for the impact of the virus.
This is not the time to give up. This is not a time for excuses. This is a time for pulling out all the stops.
And Australia on Friday ordered its first school closure after a 16-year-old in Sydney tested positive for the virus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging the United Nations Security Council to renew the arms embargo on Iran before it expires in October. The 2015 Iran nuclear deal, or the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, includes sunset provisions lifting restrictions on Iran's military, missiles and nuclear programs. The first to expire is the U.N. arms embargo on Iran on October 18th, 5 years after the adoption day. This is VOA News. Another Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, bowed out. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Turkey's official media said that Turkish troops killed 21 Syrian soldiers and destroyed artillery pieces and missile launchers after two Turkish soldiers were killed Thursday. As Matthew LaRotunda for Reuters reports, the deaths came as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to a ceasefire in Syria's Idlib region.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Women are making gains globally in several areas, but 25 years after demanding action at a landmark conference in Beijing, the United Nations says that progress has been slow, uneven, and could be reversed. In a report released ahead of International Women's Day, which is Sunday, the UN says that men still overwhelmingly hold elected positions, make more money, and have access to better jobs and education. In addition, women in many parts of the world are still trying to overcome societal obstacles, including child marriage, illiteracy, domestic violence, and lack of access to family planning. Rural and indigenous women face even more hurdles, in addition to discrimination and deeper poverty. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.